Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
The 1950s are seen as a golden age for the U.S., a time when the country was prosperous and the nuclear family reigned supreme. But the nation had another nuclear obsession, nuclear warfare. The country was embroiled in a war unlike any it had seen before, a Cold War with the nascent Soviet Union, a superpower fighting for its place on the world stage. The U.S. feared a nuclear attack. One solution? Project Nike Ajax, an anti-aircraft missile system surrounding every major U.S. city. Chris Sturdivant, chairman of the Midwest chapter of the Cold War Museum, explains.
They were generally clustered around very large cities like Milwaukee, Chicago, and they called them rings of supersonic steel because they were the ones that would be guarding as a last line of defense from incoming Soviet bombers that we were fearful were going to use nuclear weapons and blow us up.
In 1956, Nike Ajax sites were built around the Milwaukee area. There were eight in total, one in Waukesha, River Hills, Franklin, Lannan, Cudahy, Muskego, and two in Milwaukee itself. You may have seen some of these sites. Although most have been destroyed, some structures still remain, like the ones in Waukesha's Hillcrest Park. Brett Blomberg has been working on restoring a Nike site in Vernon Hills, Illinois, and he describes how it would have worked.
The missiles were stored horizontally underground in roughly a 50 by 60 square foot concrete box underground. A missile would come up to the surface by a hydraulic elevator, one missile at a time, and then the elevator would go down and pick up another missile and bring them up.
Sturdivant continues.
The aim was to intercept the bombers many miles away from the industrial areas in which they were protecting.
So were there really nuclear weapons at these sites? Well, yes. And not quite. Although some of these sites eventually had nuclear warheads, they came later as part of Nike Hercules, the next generation of missiles. Sturdivant explains.
They were the nuclear-fitted, more powerful. The Ajax had a range of 30 miles. Hercules had 90 miles distance to intercept bombers. They could take out multiple Russian bombers, a whole squadron, as opposed to the Ajax was more like a bottle rocket trying to go up there with a conventional warhead.
The Hercules was a much more powerful system, which meant the Army didn't need as many sites to protect the area. So in the early 1960s, most of these sites were closed, leaving just three with nuclear warheads: Waukesha, River Hills, and the most famous site in Milwaukee, now known as the Summerfest Grounds. But they didn't last long. By 1971, every Nike missile site in Milwaukee had closed. There were a number of reasons why. They were expensive to maintain and man. Plus, the arms race was heating up.
Quite frankly, they became irrelevant eventually because the fight started focusing on intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Most of these sites faded into obscurity. And as they did, much of their history died with them. But people like Sturdivant and Blomberg hope to change that. By preserving the site in Vernon Hills, Blomberg hopes to shed some light on this era.
The goal would be to have this open to the public, let them come and look at it, try to explain some of the political thinking about this, of why and where they put them and that kind of thing.
Milwaukee never had to use these missiles, and Sturdivant says that's probably for the best.
The missileers confided that we would be lucky to get 2 to 3 missiles in the air in that point, because if they had penetrated this far, to be able to take out squadrons of Russian incoming Soviet bombers would have been a tall order.
Thankfully, the greatest fears of the Cold War were never realized. And long after the Soviet Union dissolved, the remnants of these missile sites remain, a legacy to the looming threat of nuclear war and the people who ensured it never happened. For Bubbler Talk, I'm Joy Powers.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Sun Badger Solar. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit WUWM.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.